As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun.
Let's go. What do you have? What do you have that's overrated, underrated, or properly rated? 651-461-9226. Susie, a jean jacket, I think, is always at minimum, properly rated.
I would agree.
I think the jean jacket that works much better on a female than a male.
Absolutely.
How about that? Stereotype I just offered up right there.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think it could have been an accurate observation.
Dave Harrigan, you with me on
I think
both
it's
comments.
100% accurate about the jean jacket. Yes. Yeah. Works better on a woman than a man. I would never consider wearing a jean jacket.
Really?
In fact, I'm going to say I don't think I've ever worn a jean jacket. And I like wearing jackets.
Yeah.
Put that on the Twitter machine. Chad Hartman likes wearing jackets.
Pro jacket.
Yeah, I mean, that's the edgy material.
Team jacket.
Woo! Turn the station off.
Do you mean like a sports coat?
No, a jean jacket.
You said you don't wear a jean jacket.
I don't think I've ever worn a jean jacket in my life. Just like you. Not a jacket, not a sport coat, not a coat, but a jean jacket.
So you're in favor of them or against them?
What's going on here?
He's in favor of the jean jacket for women.
No.
Not so much for men. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. I'm saying I think it looks better on women than men.
I like to mess with
that. I personally have never worn a jean jacket.
Okay.
Maybe my life will totally change when I put on a... How about this? Come over here and let me put the jacket on right now.
Okay.
I'll come over to you.
Okay, you come over to me. He's trying it on. Now, I bought this jacket at a store in, I think, Wisconsin, Sparta. It was a little boutique. Just for listeners, it has a pattern on the back.
Well, it's very nice.
It's
I didn't notice that.
Probably warm because I've had it on.
Well, it fits you nicely, Chad.
No, it's small, but, you know, well, a little silly because it's small.
It's a little small. Now I can say I've worn a jean jacket.
There
congratulations.
You can now say...
Woo!
Okay.
Liberate.
Okay, that is wonderful.
I'm not putting it on, though.
No, you don't need to.
I'm
going to
stay strong.
I was very warm outside, and as usual, there can be something we can discuss, overrated, underrated. Air conditioning during the summer in office buildings, or anywhere, you know, because you might sit outside.
Yeah.
Like I will go outside today, and it's 88 degrees, so then I have a short sleeve tank top top today, black.
Showing off the guns.
Yeah, showing off the guns. But inside here, I was immediately chilly.
Yeah, well, we're in a building that's a dump that should be knocked over. And just Cambry's saved. Let's make sure everybody's out of the building. But, yeah, you can go in this studio. It could be 73 and comfortable. Then you walk down to the newsroom, which is, what, 20 yards down the hall, and it's 85.
Right.
So get a Odyssey, Mr. Odyssey.
Mr. Odyssey.
Mr. and Mrs. Odyssey, whoever you are.
Bill and Margaret.
Bill and Margaret Odyssey.
I'm inclined to stay downtown.
Okay.
But get us in a nice, like, skyway level.
Right.
One of these buildings where they have nobody in them.
Okay.
Right now we're skyway level.
Yeah.
There's just no skyway.
Yeah, we don't have a skyway.
Can't go anywhere.
But we're on the level.
Let's open up this window somehow and see how the skyway is treated.
Well, then we won't be the level.
Wouldn't that be good, Susie, if we just, one of the buildings were, and I know we'll probably get to the state workers coming back at some point today, but all of a sudden, one of these office buildings down here, we take all the brand new state-of-the-art, probably we're probably up to our equipment now in the 1990s, the equipment we have here. We're probably in the 60s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we take that and we go somewhere where they don't have as many people working, but right in the skyway.
Oh, well,
clean, nice.
Broadcast right there.
I want the studios to go there.
Yeah, I want
us to leave this building.
All right.
And I want them to knock the building down. What should go up here on this building?
Apartments.
Maybe apartments.
Dairy Queen. Downtown DQ.
We used to have one.
I would die for a downtown Dairy Queen.
Remember we had one, Kitty
my
Corner?
God.
Who would get the dilly bars?
I don't know. I like dilly bars. You don't like them?
Well, on all the things you can get at Dairy Queen, a dilly bar.
You know, it's always, now that I'm older, I realize what a snow job my mom did on us. You know, she always got the peanut parfait.
Peanut Buster parfait.
Yeah.
That's the number one item to get at Dairy Queen, correct?
And she got the dilly bar. So us kids were sitting in the back with the little dilly
bar. Oh, she would have the peanut butter parfait and give you the dilly bar.
So now that I'm an older person and I have children, he's looking up ice cream on his screen. Are you going to order some, Dave?
I might have to.
How far away is the nearest Dairy Queen to downtown?
Oh, my goodness. That's a good
question. God, I could go for a parfait right now. Couldn't you go for
a
parfait?
That'd be delish.
Oh, man.
Knock
the building down and put just a giant Dairy Queen with like a couple penthouse apartments on it.
Is Dairy Queen underrated, do you think?
Nope. I think it's properly rated.
People still dig it.
I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a DQ downtown. Nicollet Mall area.
Where?
Skyview or a Skyway level.
Really?
I don't know. It's probably gone. It used to be over by U.S. Bank.
The Google's telling me it's open till 3.
I'm going to walk over and find it because I think that all got gutted because they're doing a remodel over at U.S. Bank. The whole Skyway is all under construction.
There's a lot of changes over there. But Dave's looking right now.
All right, I'll go over there. 2 o'clock it, when
if
I'm
you
done.
Go, yeah. Dave, you're going to get us something, right?
Sure.
Do we want the parfait? Because then it might melt some. I think you have to count melting when you come back. I think then we'd have to go a blizzard.
Right.
Dave?
We're safe with a blizzard.
You going with my idea? Because she's got to walk. God knows she might stop at Target, too.
I will. You know what I need at Target? Oh, my God.
It could be about 30 minutes, so the parfait will just be soup by then.
Here's a fashion question
for
the gals out there.
Sure.
And the men. Does it bother you? So I have a black tank top.
You look good, and you got white pants going, right?
Okay, but I have a white bra. My bra strap is showing.
I'm not bothered.
I was going to go get a black bra at Target.
Dave, you bothered by that?
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I know it bothers women. I'm sure they're looking at me like, couldn't get that together, sister.
Do you not have a black bra?
I do not own a black bra.
You don't own one?
I don't.
How many colors do you have in your bra selection at home?
Terrible. Beige and white.
Diversify.
I need to get out there and invest.
Were you scared off by DEI? Is that what happened? So you decided to go with basically white only bras? I think that's what it was. We have not entered into Susie's overrated, underrated, popular. So come back with that.
Okay.
You chime in also.
Yes, please.
651-461-9226.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, it's National Chicken
Rotisserie Chicken Day.
It doesn't even deserve to
celebrate.
Pronounced in the right way, Susie. Rotisserie chicken is overrated, right?
I think. I mean, I don't know if you're starving and you pick it up,
there
and you go home and you rip it up with your own hands.
Yeah,
and
if you're
just
starving,
eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Thank you.
All right,
let's go.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. You know, I still don't know how to play this game, but today I thought to myself,
you know how.
Underrated is getting together with family and remembering people who have passed. So we went yesterday afternoon to Fort Snelling, where my dad is buried.
Okay.
And we normally do it Memorial Day. We decided because of schedules we would do it yesterday. It was terrific. There was not one person at Fort Snelling. We laid down blankets. We all sit around my dad's grave and share stories. And my mom insists that we each remember something fondly of our dad. And then we have to sing.
And then you have to sing.
We sing.
What song or songs did you sing?
We sing God Bless America and Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace. And then we skedaddle up and we go over to Lakewood on 36.
Yeah.
And,
beautiful.
And we go see Grandma Jones.
Yep.
His mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful person. We lay the blankets down. We clean up the grave. We don't sing.
Don't sing in Lakewood.
She doesn't get a song.
Nope.
Why doesn't she get a song?
I don't know. She's never encouraged it.
Proud to be an American right there.
Well, we do.
Lee Greenwood. You could do a little Lee Greenwood right there.
We did sing Oh Beautiful for Spacious Skies at my dad. He was, mm-hmm. My dad loved this country.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand a lot of people in it. But anyway, long and the short of it. Is that
what a just sideways shot that was? Well, I think that's a touching day.
It was.
And it's great, and that's a great day.
And I'm going to say I hate, and you can put it wherever you want, that the smoke wrecks a blue day.
Yeah,
it really bums me out. It's supposed to be sunny right now.
Yeah,
but it looks like there's a storm.
Yeah,
but anyway, nothing to do about that. But it just pisses me off.
No, it's overrated.
Yeah,
the quality of our air and the Canadian fire chief is not good. Needs to go. They want to be a 51st state. Get him out. All right, Dave, you're up.
You're up.
What's better than having your own cabin, Chad?
A friend's cabin.
A friend with a cabin. What's better than having your own boat, Chad?
A friend with a boat.
What's better than having your own pool?
A friend with a pool.
That's right.
Yeah.
Underrated. Friends with a pool. The girls got invited to a birthday pool party on Saturday. I went with them.
Of course.
And you know what? The party was over after 3 hours, and we stayed an extra two because we were invited to stay a little longer. The girls could play with their friends who
it's having
a birthday. Oh, we got to go back next week, and then the week after, and then the week after. Friends of the pool, baby.
We're going to go back to ripping the cabin experience because not this past Friday, but the Friday of the Memorial Day weekend. I was out west. I was in Chaska. Mm. And I was with Q, and I was going to meet Michelle. And she's like, well, let's meet up by your house. I'm like, nope. Right now, there are people lined up in Galveston trying to get to Brainerd. Okay? So we'll never get past Albertville. Okay? There'll be an Albertville road construction.
Oh, Lord.
Just get rid of all your cabins. Just have one friend who has a cabin. It cannot be worth it. We'll get to that another time.
You don't even like owning a cabin anyway. Let's be honest. Most people go there because they have to.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go there because you got to maintain it, not to actually have fun.
Ugh. Yeah, and their kids don't like it.
One more. Speaking of kids, so a few weeks ago, our daughter had a little fundraiser thing for her school, and It was, you know, basically just, hey, parents, ask who you can to try to give money. But she decided she wanted to do a little different. Mm. So she made some zucchini bread with my help at home and then walked around the neighborhood to the neighbors we knew offering a free loaf of bread.
You guys hate bananas?
We know what the superior sweet bread is. It's not even close.
He doesn't like bananas.
Wow.
Think about that.
I could live off
bananas. My zucchini bread is untouched.
Although zucchini bread can be good.
Well, he just said his is untouched.
I guess.
Because it's that bad. Nobody touches it.
Anyway, she was offering a loaf for any sort of donation. $5, $20, whatever you want to do. She got like $150 out of eight of our neighbors. It's incredible. Fast forward to yesterday.
You live in Kenwood? I mean, what's going on here?
Fast forward to yesterday. Two entrepreneurial young men that I did not recognize at all, but they showed up at the door.
Asked to bring your daughter home to she could cook?
No, but maybe they got some a touch of brilliance from her and said, you know, we want to raise money for our school. Lake Elmo Elementary was where they were from.
No way, so they're shipping her out to sell?
No, they weren't doing bread. They had their own idea.
I don't think he's just giving Molly to random strangers.
Make some bread.
So one kid's got a bag with a big old roll of paper towel, and a box of, and a thing of Windex, a bottle of Windex, and the other kid's just he's got the squeegee. Hey, sir, how you doing? We're trying to raise money for our school, Lake Elmo Elementary. We'll wash any windows of your house outside that we can reach for $20. What do you say? I'm in. Let's go. I like the entrepreneurial spirit of our young men and women of this country.
Now, did you think about inviting them in to get the other side of the window?
I did not. I thought that would be a little worrisome. I did think about saying, yeah, go ahead and do it, and I'll pay you afterwards, and then locking the door.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
That's typical.
Yeah.
I hired my neighbors to mow my lawn. They were out mowing the other neighbor's lawn. I said, I'll give you $10 if you do my lawn. They're like 12 and 8.
How did it work?
I don't know. I haven't been home.
Oh, okay. Very good. MASH, I've established many times before. MASH, as long as you had Larry Linville and McLean Stevenson on, and also Wayne Rogers, comedy doesn't get better. I thought I got a little too Alan Alda preachy later in it, but Loretta Swift passed away, Friday?
Yes.
Hot Lips. 10 Emmy nominations for that show. 10 Emmy nominations. So many people talked about, you know, Trapper and BJ and, of course, Hawkeye. Anybody else? That show does not exist without Hot Lips. She was that essential. She was that great. So underrated, just not enough credit. Inside the NBA, now, the actual analysis the lads give.
Doesn't matter.
I don't even think they're watching the game, and I think they've decided ideas from about 20 years ago and just stay with them. They just stay with them. But that show is so unbelievably funny, and we're acting like it's going to end when maybe it has. Because here's what's going on, Suze. The NBA has been on TNT forever. Is it just short of 40 years, I think?
It's about that, yeah.
Okay. And the show with Ernie Johnson, Chuck Barkley, who is the key to the whole thing. The show vanishes without Chuck. You with me?
Yes.
Kenny Smith and Shaq. And those guys, those other three are very important, but Shaq is the fulcrum. They are now going to take that show, and on certain nights when ESPN has NBA games, that show will be on ESPN. How much? How they're going to air it? Will they air it just the same? Will they do different things? I'm a little worried. But if you got into the right algorithm, there were funny clips from inside the NBA. And here's how much of a basketball fan you need to be. Zero. Hysterical.
I know. I've watched.
Oh, my God. The clips were so amazingly funny. Let me keep going. I had a birthday.
That's right. Last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
What number?
It was 6-0.
How does that feel to you?
I will now refer to all older people as in their 70s and 80s.
Okay.
Because you can't be old if you're in your 60s.
Peers, right. I think is what you call them.
Yes. And had, what would you say? Dave, was there about 40 people at the house or so?
You had a birthday party?
I'd say about 15.
And you did not invite me to your birthday party.
40 or so is fair.
Yeah.
I'm mildly hurt.
Yeah. Well,
I got invited. Yeah. No big deal.
Dave was there.
What? You really didn't think to invite Susie Jones to your
You were on the next list?
I think he thought.
But you, so you only had a certain number you could have?
Only people from the radio station were him and Kurt. So there was no one else from the station, you know.
I could have been there, though.
You could have.
I'm in the realm of Dave and Chad. I mean, I can see you not inviting, like, Ari.
Thanks, I live. Wow.
I like Ari. I like how you just decided what other names should not have been invited. I mean, I know you wouldn't have considered this person.
That is the lowest.
And I was trying to be sweetier and just say I was so touched by just being around people who mean a great deal to me and so kind, and it was so fun. And as a person who thrives on friendship, it was just a, it was just an absolute great night. Okay, keep going. Dishwasher. The normal dishwasher cycle, I swear to God, they're getting longer and longer and longer. I looked at one the other day. Normal dishwashing cycle. Normal.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Who's doing this?
That counts as the dry time, right?
I didn't know there was a dry time. I thought it just sits there until it dries.
It's
that would be the time it takes to dry.
Yeah, that's seriously.
But it's not doing anything. I think
you're medicated
it's
today.
It's not like they have a little gnome running around with a towel in there.
How do you know? Have you been able to open the? You know, I would prefer if they had the gnome who was in there. That would be so good.
Solid.
Oh my God, that's tremendous. We don't need 2 hours and 40 minutes. How? Do you wash your dishes at all? I mean, why not all day? 24 hours.
Well, who cares? Because you put them in there and you leave, and when you come home, they're done.
You might have, you know, things to do. You might need those you might need those dishes.
Go quick wash.
Yeah, you got to go quicker. What do you think, Susie, about Tinder now debuting a height setting? A height setting where if they don't qualify for a certain height, they will not come up in your algorithm.
I think that's fine because, I mean, I'm short, so I don't mind.
How tall are you?
I'm about 5'3".
If you were 5'4", you would have been invited to the party.
Mm, tough
you
break.
Dog.
She could have wore heels.
I'm literally mildly sad.
Stop.
Mildly sad.
Mildly. Okay, what about the height
situation? I think that the height thing is good. And that I look at height when I go through. Before I check on someone, I want to know how tall they are. I like
teeth.
To see. Well, I can't get teeth, but I can get, you know, college degree, graduate degree,
401k.
That's not listed. I can get where they live. You know, the city. So those are they can be telling.
Are you a city disqualifier?
Yes.
You really are a city disqualifier?
Heck yeah! I'm not going to Ham Lake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, you know. Where does Adam
What if
live?
Ari was in Ham Lake? I mean, that's a bad, that's a really bad. So you're saying just distance
proximity.
From where you live?
Yeah, I don't want to drive so far.
What's your address again?
Yeah, let me say that.
I
live.
Just wanted to see if people want to stop by.
Okay.
The last one is the fact that the two of us don't get executive producer titles on the 9 to noon show.
Overrated.
Oh,
honestly, they're having Susie on talking dating today, and the last few years around this type of year. This time of year, we've been doing the grad ceremony etiquette conversation. All of a sudden, Carter goes, hey, I just thought of this idea. I don't know, maybe because you were part of it like 3-4 times on this show.
Including last year
Including last year at this time. And he goes, I don't remember talking about that.
Graduation etiquette, after the big
fight. Oh, we're doing this now. Graduation ceremony etiquette.
Okay. Not how much to bring.
The graduation ceremony, not the graduation party.
Are you going to get to the party?
Nope, that's a separate time. When we come back, accept no substitutes. That means Adam. Adam coming up. Hey, I got this new idea. Oh, the one you've heard and participated in the last 5 years on this show. Graduation ceremony etiquette, the crux. How loud can you be and when can you leave? We'll break that down when we come back on CCO.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.